From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is praising the United States and China's ratification of the Paris Agreement, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to bring the climate change accord into force this year. Speaking at the G20 summit in the historic city of Hangzhou, Ban also urged other countries to act.
We just need another 29 countries representing 16% of global emissions to bring this Paris Agreement into force. I urge all leaders, particularly G20 countries, to accelerate their domestic ratification processes so we can turn the aspirations of Paris into the transformative climate action the world so urgently needs.
Meantime, President Barack Obama plans to open discussions on the disputed South China Sea while at the G20 meetings. He plans to tell Beijing that there will be consequences for their territorial moves in the contested areas of the South China Sea. He made those comments to CNN in an exclusive interview set to air on Sunday. Obama said China needs to be responsible, that he plans to tell President Xi Jinping that he should look to the U.S. as an example of a country that maintains its power in part by restraining itself. Zimbabwe's 92-year-old leader is back home in Harare Saturday amid rumors his health is failing. Reports say Robert Mugabe, Africa's oldest leader, went to Dubai to seek medical attention. Zimbabweans are growing increasingly frustrated with Mugabe and his failure to fix the country's economy. This is VOA News. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit the midwestern state of Oklahoma Saturday morning, and its impact was felt more than 700 kilometers away, including in Wichita, Kansas, where Sharon Richenberger says she was awakened by the rumbling of the earth.
We did get earthquake insurance after there was a 4.8 quake here, and that's when we actually got a crack in our ceiling. If you have anything over a 5.0, they put a moratorium within a 200-mile radius of you to where you can no longer get earthquake insurance.
Ms. Richenberger talking about the situation in Wichita, Kansas earlier today. So far, no reports of any injuries, but local reports say people in Oklahoma City, the state's capital, have reported damage there. This is VOA News. A Republican presidential candidate, Donald Trump, addressed a congregation at a predominantly African-American church in the midwestern city of Detroit Saturday, telling voters there that the political system has failed the people. Trump says a civil rights agenda for our time is needed. He also says he hopes to help the city rebuild. Trump has stepped up his outreach to African-Americans, but has taken criticism for making the appeal before mostly white audiences recently. This is believed to be the first time his appeal has been made directly before African-American voters. So far, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign has not reacted to Trump's visit to Detroit today. Speaking of Clinton, the FBI has released 58 pages of documents to the public from their investigation of U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. The Federal Bureau of Investigation closed its year-long probe last month into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the private email server located in her home in New York. FBI Director James Comey said his agents found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the Democratic presidential nominee. Turkey has sent more tanks into southern Syria to support Syrian rebels fighting Islamic State. Turkish media says that tanks, armored personnel carriers, and trucks were crossing the border, marking Turkey's second incursion since it launched the so-called Euphrates Shield operation along with Free Syrian Army units back in August. Meanwhile, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday that terrorism is a long-term issue for discussion by members of the group of 20 nations gathering in China for the 2016 summit. For details on these stories and much more news, you can join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.